It's Hot 937, hotnow37.com. American Eagle, my girl Patty is in the building with me again, trying to help you get situated, get your house. You got to own a home. Sometime you got to buy a house. You can't keep renting.
It's not for everybody. Home ownership is a personal choice. And if you like fixing stuff, and some people don't mind renting. It's someone else's responsibility.
Right.
You just pay it. But it's that home ownership. It's that sense of pride and ownership.
It feels good to have your own.
It does. It really does. And you're contributing to the state, you know?
Now, coming out of a rental and going into a home, what should they look for in a home?
You have to know your limits. Are you one that likes to fix things up and can go in and paint the walls? And do you want a fixer-upper or do you want a move-in ready? Those are some of the things that you need to look at. You also want to understand what you want in a school system.
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids or looking to have kids.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Very important.
What's that important? And what's the taxes? Taxes can really blow up your budget.
Bloomfield.
Well, I'm in Windsor and our taxes are pretty high. So that's a big conundrum for folks is just understanding what goes into that tax bill, because you can have a pretty small mortgage payment, but when you throw in taxes and insurance, that can skyrocket those numbers.
Now, when you go into buying a house, you think you know everything. A lot of us think we know everything, but real estate agents, are they really helpful? Do they really help us?
They really do. They're there. The contract you sign with a real estate agent is to have your best interest at heart. And I just sold my parents' estate, and my real estate agent was phenomenal. She really had my best interest, from helping me clean out the house to really hardcore negotiating with the buyers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. Yes. They're there. They make money when you purchase or when they sell. So it's in everyone's best interest to do what's right for the homeowner.
Now, Patty, before I make an offer on the property, what should I do? What should I look for?
What should you look for? That's a good question, because you need to have a home inspection. I think that's the first thing. Is a lot of people might wave off the home inspection, and that really can tell you a lot about what's going on underneath the nuts and bolts of the house. So it's really important to get a home inspection. That usually happens 15 days after you actually sign the contract. So you really want to talk to your agent about what you can afford. I always tell everyone, before you go in and sign a contract, you need to get pre-qualified so you know what's affordable.
How do I go about making an offer? Do I walk in with a bag of money and say, this is my offer? How do I go about making an offer for the house?
The real estate agent is your best friend in that particular instance, because you don't want to go in too low and insult them. And if they're competing for multiple offers in a certain home, you really want to go in negotiating the right number. So the real estate agent will help guide
you
through that
process. They'll tell
you
what the cushion is, where you should be.
Yeah, and they'll do their homework and look around and see what houses have sold in the area, what the pluses and minuses are the house that you're looking to buy, and really kind of set you up for success to offer that right offer.
Can homeowners be surprised the price they ask for? They may take a lower number and be like, whoa, they took it.
Yes. Yeah. It depends on how motivated somebody is to sell their home.
That's good. How can someone get in touch with you if they want to find out more about buying a home?
We can be reached at AmericanEagle.org.